As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to look upon the scriptures. Heather gave great context clues to what I'm going to read right now. So we're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this time together, for this opportunity to meet in this place for a time of worship, to give praise to you, to be encouraged, to be supported, to be able to know that we're not alone on this journey, but we walk with brothers and sisters in the faith as we draw closer to you and as we are transformed to be salt and light for the world around us. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Filtered senses. I was thinking about this week, and I was thinking how nowadays it's so easy to have filtered senses. What do you mean by this, JJ? Well, I am glad you asked. I think it's because when I was thinking about this, it's so easy to see what we want to see and avoid looking at things we don't want to see. We can choose what news stations to watch. We can choose what websites to look at. We can just see what we want to see. We can also plug our ears and noise cancellation headphones nowadays and tune out others in the world around us. We can eat what we want to eat and avoid foods that we don't think look, taste, or smell good. We really have the ability to filter our senses in so many ways. In the same way, we also get so used to things that we begin to convince ourselves that maybe there's not a problem when there is a problem. We become sensitized to it. Maybe it's a smell that we just get used to over time. Maybe like a strong candle that's in someone's office and it's lit every day that they don't realize the smell, but when someone else walks into the room, you're like, whoa, what is that smell? Or maybe it's seeing someone on a corner day after day after day and we just get sensitized to it. Maybe it's a siren that goes by that we just tune it out. Maybe it's watching the news that starts every single time with a tragic accident. We just start to expect it. It's just the way things are. We filtered what we see and what we hear. In Matthew 5, Jesus is delivering the Sermon on the Mount, a pivotal moment in his ministry where he imparts important teachings to his disciples and a large crowd gathered on a mountainside near the Sea of Galilee. He shares all these, "Blessed are you, blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the peacemakers." He shares these beatitudes, and then immediately after, he says, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt brings taste. It's a flavoring agent. It brings taste to bland food. For most people, when someone gives you a plate of food that's maybe kind of not up to snuff or maybe it's kind of blah, you say, "Can you pass the salt?" I said for most people because I have to admit, I am not a good taste tester when it comes to salt. Like, when someone says, "Does it need more salt?" I'm like, "Don't ask me." But if someone says, "Is it hot enough or spicy enough?" then I'll come into the picture. But that's a different sermon. So this metaphor Jesus is sharing with his hearers shows how necessary and important they were and are for the welfare of the world. This metaphor of salt can be used to suggest that we bring out God flavors in the world, suggesting that Christians should make life more flavorful and meaningful, that we're called to bring joy and positivity and goodness into the world. We're called to make the world a better place. Salt was valuable. Preserving things, healing things, currency. Far more important than this 99-cent gigantic thing that we can buy of salt today. And Jesus is telling the disciples and those who are listening and us today that you right now, your identity, your purpose, your value is to be a transformative agent on this earth. You, as a follower of Christ, are called to be preservers of goodness and enhancers of life. You who have experienced transformation in our lives and in my life and in your life in the kingdom of God are now called to be present in influencing the world for good, regardless of your status or profession. Or you are called to be an influence in the lives of those who you encounter. We should enhance and improve the world around us. Salt also makes thirst. If you eat or drink, eat something too salty, you get thirsty. And so as we are salt for the world, as we live out our saltiness, our lives create a curiosity and a desire in others to experience this life in relationship with God. It goes on to say, you are the light of the world. In Jesus's time, they had small wicker oil lamps, which gave light in the average home that had few windows, and they were most effective when set on a lampstand. And even the smallest light, when lifted up, we see it at Christmas Eve services when we all light our little tiny little light, and it lights this gigantic room. Light removes darkness. In the same way, Jesus' life and message of salvation brought light to others. His disciples are a living demonstration of the arrival of the kingdom of God. In other parts of Scripture, it says, we are the light of the world. This underscores the importance of visibility and influence, encouraging us to reflect the light of Jesus in all our community. We sing that song in chapel, this little light of mine. I'm not going to sing it, but I sing it at chapel. If you come on Tuesdays to chapel, but we hide it under a bushel, no. Don't cover it. Don't cover it. Hide it. Share it around your community. Don't hide it in the church building, but let it shine. Friends, Jesus entrusts us to curate his culture. Just as salt and light have transformative powers, we are called to bring positive change and transformation in our society. We are called to bring taste. We are called to bring light. We are called to bring the community and the kingdom experience so that all can know God. And so when we look around and we say we don't like how our city is, we have to ask ourselves, like, how are we bringing salt to that situation? Are we salting it, or did we lose our saltiness? If we're discouraged about how our culture is so dark, we have to ask ourselves, are we out there lighting it up, or are we hiding under a bushel? If our culture is dark and bland, then we need to share our salt. We need to spread our light. And when we intentionally love one another, when we intentionally use our gifts and we live those out towards God and one another and the world outside these walls, then we're salting and we're sharing the light. These scriptures that were written so long ago are still relevant today. They're still needed today. Whether it's standing up for justice or showing kindness or living with integrity, our actions should reflect our faith. It involves speaking out about our faith and living it out in practical ways. In Philippians 4, Paul says, "Let our gentleness be known to everyone." This word gentleness can also signify humility and patience and steadfastness. Being salt and light is about the message we declare with our actions and our reactions and everything in between. The values that we live by, that people will experience the kingdom of God when we're showing them as effective agents of salt and light. The hope of the church is not only to be a fun and supportive community, but to come to know and understand and allow our faith to be lived outside the walls of our church through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And so, friends, may we share our salt. It comes in abundance. It's meant to be shared. May we spread our light, even when it would be easier to cover it up. May we set our minds on things of Christ that will promise to guide our lives as we live them out as disciples. May we always feel the peace and the presence of Christ that walks with us each and every day. Thanks be to God. Amen. Friends, let us pray. God, we give you thanks, Lord, for our call. God, that you continue to make these gigantic, complicating things so easy for us to understand, Lord, that we might be salt and light. Do everyday things that can make a humongous impact on our lives and on the lives of others. And so, Lord, may we be agents of your goodness. May we spread your hope with the world around us. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.